Live 89.5, your island, your station.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drive here on Live 89.5, and it's time to talk about a super cool event which is going on very soon here on the wonderful island of Phuket, as I'm joined in the studio by this young man. Could you please introduce yourself, please, sir?
Good afternoon. My name's Richard Valentine. I'm the marketing guy from Skal.
Wow. And this is, we're talking about what, Richard?
We're talking about our charity event of the year, the Phuket Academy Awards.
Excellent. And this is the Skal Phuket Annual Charity Dinner, the Phuket Academy Awards. Now, some people out there maybe don't know. They're thinking, what is Skal? Let's have a little bit of a description, Richard.
Okay, so Skal is a professional organisation of tourism leaders around the world promoting global tourism and friendship. Here in Phuket, we have hotel GMs, restaurant owners, people working in the tourism industry. We get together once a month to network and exchange ideas, have some guest speakers, and once a year we do our charity event raising money for local children's charities.
Excellent. And you said it's three charities this time, yeah?
We've got three charities. We're supporting Pimali, which is a foundation based in the north of Thailand that helps train up students in the catering industry. That's very pertinent to Phuket. We then have the Pascal Frey Foundation, who's one of our members that passed away, and that's raising money for a school in Koh Yanoi. And then we support the excellent work that the Phuket International Women's Club do with their scholarship for children. So the whole aim is to provide betterments for children's futures, which in turn helps help their families and everybody gets a better life.
Excellent. And all the guests are then taken care of by local sort of talented people who have been brought up through these programs, which is amazing. So that's very cool. So let's talk about the dates, where, what, when, why, happening, all this kind of stuff. What's going on?
Okay, so it's on Saturday the 1st of December at the Angsana Laguna Hotel, beautiful location, from 7 p.m. until 12 p.m. We have a welcome reception.
Well done.
Buffet. live music from Jam Rocks. The theme for the evening is going to be the Academy Awards, so the Oscars. So come as your favourite film star or favourite character. And the band will be playing a selection of music, including stuff from well-known movies. So listen out for your favourites.
Excellent, that sounds incredible. Right, and we're talking about how grand and beautiful at the Angsana Laguna. It's a beautiful venue, and there is that kind of walkway. Because of the movie theme, it's going to be all the pomp and fare, isn't it? Good chances for people to look fantastic. So this is the thing, it's Academy Awards. Now, what are the actual awards?
All right, so we've stolen an idea from the Oscars, apologies Oscars, and we're going to be recognising some of the best activities and people in Phuket related to the tourism industry. We have a number of categories, and we're inviting people to vote. The ones that people are most likely to be interested in are best brunch. Always contentious.
Yeah, there's a lot of good brunches out there.
There are some excellent ones. We do allow people to nominate themselves and then get all of their customers to vote for them. It's a bureaucracy, so...
And yeah, democracy, well, and with what's going on in the world, you know what I mean? It's like, it's fine, just do whatever you want with voting nowadays.
Yeah. So the whole idea is people can vote. We've made it really easy. We have a website, www.bit.do/SkalVote2018.
And so that's where all the votes are going to be registered on, yeah?
Yeah, people can nominate on there and they vote. So they just put in each of the categories what their favourite is, and we collate all those automatically. And then on the night...
So for instance, if I had like Wilder's Wacky Brunch World, and then I could sort of go onto that website and then I can put in I can nominate myself, and then I can sort of basically tell everyone to put votes on for me. That's what the vibe is, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So anyone who's got brunches out there, get them in. One more time. Well, I'll put this up as well. We'll put this in the information. But what is the address again, that email address?
www.bit.do/SkalVote2018.
There you go. So everyone gets so that was one of the categories, is best brunch. Carry on, Richard.
We have best activity, best charter. And then we have two that are very pertinent to Phuket at the moment. Best Environmental Project. We have a number of very interesting nominations. The Michael Turtle Foundation, SEEK, with their plastic awareness. And then the mangrove planting and teaching the children to swim up at Laguna was another one. And then also the best CSR, community social
responsibility.
Yeah, what we used to call charity work when I was younger. Mm. So there's a lot of businesses out there doing some excellent work on behalf of people in the island. So we think we should award them. There will be a unique award, never seen before, very pertinent to Phuket. And we'll be having a number of guests, presenters.
Okay, fantastic. So what is so what's the unique award? Is a like the a unique business or is
not,
it?
No, the actual award. So in the way is people get an Oscar, the golden statue or the golden globe.
So this is what people get is that when they're awarded. Yeah, this
when
is
they're
like
awarded, they'll get a golden
thingamajig, which we'll find out on the night. And basically this will be, of course, branded with, like, well done for the, you know, best brunch on the island or best corporate social responsibility from SCAL. And so it's nice. So this is like you could collect them over the years, I'm guessing, yeah?
If we decide to carry on doing them. SCAL is quite renowned for doing something a little bit weird and wacky. We've had our dancers for the last 4 or 5 years. They've moved on, so we've got something a little bit wacky again this year.
Brilliant. Now, everyone's welcome, aren't they, Richard? So how do they find, you know, what's the prices and where does that money go and what's happening for how people can get these tickets?
All right, so the price for the evening is 3,600 baht if they book and pay in advance, 3,900 if they book and pay on the door. So it's cheaper if they pay early, the charities should get more money if they pay late.
Yeah, so we're encouraging people to do a bit of planning but also chuck in that extra bit, even if you sort of like got your early tickets, and then throw the money in on the night as well. I'm sure there's also going to be sort of like some things for people to sort of donate through the night as well.
We do. We have live auctions. We also have an online auction which started today, and that is scarlauctions.com. So all of the prizes that the local businesses are donating to us to go into the auctions and the raffle will go up on there. A call out, if any businesses would like some free promotion, give us a prize and we'll promote you on Facebook and on the website.
Exactly, because you've got a lot of big people coming to these events. This is the thing, get your brand out there, get your businesses out there known, and do something good because it's raising money for the three charities as well.
It is, and we'll
triple win.
Yeah, we'll be doing something very, very special at the start of the day with our fantastic MC of the night. We'll be doing heads and tails, and there'll be a very special prize, probably bubbly.
There's some bubbly thing.
Bubbly.
Bubble bath.
Yeah.
Something the bubble bath, yeah.
Something to help the evening get going on the for the lucky winner.
Yeah, to bring some joy and good times in the bath of Bubble World. Yeah, that'll be fantastic, I'm sure. And so this is nice. It's a load of things going on. There's a load of nice entertainment. Jam Rocks as well. I'm looking forward to that because that is featuring the guitar skills of Klaus, yeah?
Correct.
That's fantastic. He's incredible, man. He's really good. So that's great entertainment as well. And also, let's talk about the theme as well. People are invited to come as their favourite movie star, which I think is great. We used to hold dead rock star parties, and they always went down really well. Unfortunately, the thing about it is that you see all these rock stars who were amazing, but they're dead now, and they never come back. But this is go as your favourite movie star. So there's loads of films out there. There's obviously new ones. There's like cartoons. It's like all these kind of Marvel characters now. Who are you going to be going as, Richard?
Well, I was contemplating going as maybe Wolverine, but I understand somebody else may be going that way. I'm wearing a new beard, and somebody asked me if I was growing it to be Chewbacca for the event, which I don't think so. But think about it.
Come on, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's brilliant. It has got a Chewbacca feel to it.
But I did notice Han Solo had a beard in the last movie, so maybe I'll go as Han Solo.
There you go. Well, it's either that or Marilyn Monroe, isn't it, for you, Richard?
I don't look good in a white dress. Yeah. I tried it. It doesn't look good on me.
Maybe a few different changes through the night. Like, have a few different costumes. Why not, eh?
I could play the ukulele from Some Like It Hot.
Brilliant. So it's going to be loads of fun. Get dressed up. It's a beautiful venue, Angsana Laguna, Phuket. There's obviously going to be loads of people getting involved with sponsorship and stuff. And, I think it's going to be fantastic. So one more time, the details of that. It is on Saturday, the 1st of December from 7 p.m. Get your tickets. Do we say how people can get tickets? Can they get through the website?
They can get them through scarlphuket.org.
Excellent, and that's where you can go. We've got that information, of course, on our website on the Phuket News. Just click on the events, you'll find it there. Get involved, donate, have a great time, and possibly make sure you've got your nominations in. If you have businesses out there, that's the most important thing. Get them on there so that you could win one of these fantastic Phuket Academy Awards, whatever that may be. That's kind of like, I like that mystique. I like the mystique. I hope it's like a little Chewbacca or something like that. Richard, have a great time for you and the team.
Thanks so much, and we look forward to seeing you on the night.
Excellent. We'll be there. That's the Phuket Academy Awards with fantastic entertainment for the Skal Phuket Annual Charity Dinner. This is Drive.
You're listening to Drive On Live with Jason Wilder.